Little Brew Frog. You just heard in my historical segment today here at On Voyage has been a part of the release called Big Fun with Miles Davis, recorded several sessions over a 3 or 4 year period and released as an album in 1974, where it had, to say modest success would probably be not really describing it accurately, but when it was remastered and re-released in 2002, it seems that people sort of had a better idea of what Miles was trying to do by then, and it had a lot of much greater critical approval after that. It's got some really interesting music with a cast of the usual suspects in that period in Miles' life that had some remarkable artists there. And that has brought us into the third hour of our program today. It's 12:08 here, and this is about the time of my show that I give you a chance to find out exactly what the heck it is you've tuned into.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM 11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. Yes, I encourage you to do that too. This great little station who is, it's what, 26, coming up 26 years old this year. So that's been around for a while and we want to keep going. So hang in there. Well, back to some jazz now. This program is Voyage, within all what you just heard, all that amazing ERP and other stuff. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. And my name is Keith Black. Coming back to the present now, or almost the present, certainly contemporary, guitarist Mary Halverson is a very, very fine artist. Her artistic development and her place in the very top of contemporary jazz artists is assured. This is actually her, the album is called Cloud Word, and it is the second release with this sextet. It's, I suppose, would be considered experimental, although I don't even want to do that anymore. It's just the current jazz. That's what it is. Her sextet is Patricia Brennan on vibes, Nick Dunstan on bass, Thomas Fujiwara on drums, Jacob Garchik on trombone, and Adam O'Farrell on trumpet. And the music was written by Halverson. As we moved from the depths of the pandemic and were able to literally and figuratively be cloudward once more. And that's why the title of the album is Cloudward. There you go. The writing is very impressive here. This is very good stuff. And I'm just going to play three tracks to prove that to you. First one is called Collapsing Mouth. Second one is Unscrolling, and then Desiderata. Here is the Mary Halverson Sextet.
Thank you.
guitarist Mary Halverson and her sextet with a set from their album called Cloud Word. And as I mentioned in the intro, she has a very distinctive sound on her guitar, and it's very avant-garde. She does a lot of experimenting with the sonic things that are possible on the instrument, rather than just picking notes. And it's a very, very interesting style. Mary Halverson, one of the top contemporary guitarists in the jazz world right now, and very neat to listen to. That's a great album. And we're just slipped into the last half hour of our program now. It's 12:31. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. My name's Keith Black. Well, another change in pace now. Marius Neset is a saxophonist and leader, composer, whatever, from Norway, whose work I really appreciate. He's done some fine work, does a lot of work in symphonic jazz, either playing as a guest for symphony orchestras or writing or composing or leading those groups, as well as releasing albums of more, quote, conventional, if that's now means anything, jazz instrumentation, small groups. Very fine musician and a very creative one as well. His latest effort is called Who We Are, and it teams him up with classical pianist Leif Ove Andsnes, along with Norwegian sax player Marius Neset, and they have worked together before. The title track of the album, Who We Are, was written by Neset and commissioned by Andsnes for them to play at his Rosendal Chamber Music Festival. And they decided that they would work this into an album that is, I don't know, somewhere beyond the boundaries of either jazz orchestration or classical. The liner notes say, just don't call it fusion. The two principals here are joined by Neset's sister, who is Ingrid Seftland Neset, who is the principal flutist with the Scavenger Symphony Orchestra, and Louisa Tuck, who is the principal cellist with the Oslo Philharmonic. They are really a very interesting group. And again, I've mentioned several times today, the genre definitions are just enough to make anybody crazy if you're foolish enough to try and keep up with them these days. So don't. I'm going to play a set of a three-piece, very short suite called Chaconne, parts 1, 2, and 3. Now, anybody who knows music knows what a chaconne is, right? Well, I've heard the word, but I'd be lying if I told you I knew what it was, so I looked it up. A chaconne is a type of musical composition, I'm quoting now, often used as a vehicle for variation on a repeated short harmonic progression, often involving a fairly short repetitive bass line, which offers a compositional outline for variation. Well, I'm not going to go into the rest of it. It's often evolved into a slow triple meter instrumental form, was used during the Baroque series all the way, has a Spanish influence and background very clearly over the years. And so that's going to be in the exam, so I hope you are paying attention to that. It's a three short piece, very neat suite called Chaconne, parts 1, 2, and 3. Neset and Andsnes really work well together. Their understanding of each other's music styles and contributions are really fine, and the other instruments add to what's going on here. And there are riffs from all over the musical spectrum. So enough said. Here's Chaconne, parts 1, 2, and 3. Thank you. Saxophonist Marius Neset and classical pianist Leif Eva Ansnes from their album called Who We Are, with a three-part suite called Chaconne. really neat stuff. And again, it's you can't define where it belongs. It's just good music. That's all there is to it. And we're just about through for the day, so I'm going to take us out with another sample from an album released last year that I've talked about on previous shows to some extent, because I think it's one of those ones you're going to eventually hear everything on it. Wayne Shorter, great saxophonist, just not that long before he died. He died in 2023, but in 2022 he was asked to go through a whole batch of unreleased material of his to see if there was anything that he thought was worthwhile to be released. Well, I don't know how much he found, but this was the first one, and it's a two CD set that was recorded in 2014 at the Stockholm Jazz Festival, and it is unbelievable. If he was looking through stuff of this caliber that hadn't been released, the first question is why wasn't it, and the second question is there any more? He died going through these things, and on his deathbed he said, "I want any releases of this called Celebration, not anything else. It's a celebration." So, from Celebration Volume 1, I'm going to take us out with a bit of a track called Zero Gravity in the 15th Generation. There you go. Let me see now. I'm just going to tell you the quartet was his later stage quartet, Shorter's later stage quartet, and it's fabulous quartet. Danilo Perez on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. And they are in amazing form here. It's really, really, really good. So, from... hang on. Yes, I'll take us out with Zero Gravity to the 15th Dimension is what I meant to say. I think I said generation. No, it's Zero Gravity to the 15th Dimension. Of course, that makes all the difference, right, in terms of understanding it. So I'll take us out with Wayne Shorter for the rest of the day. You've been listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black, and I appreciate your tuning in today. I hope you'll come back next week. Next week will be sort of the normal week as we hit at the end of next week on the 7th of February. The station starts its two-week annual fun drive. So get ready for that. It's an important 2 weeks in our life. This year, especially important. We need to make up a shortfall because of the university and every university's shortfall this year in budgeting. Anyhow, that's for a couple of weeks from now. Next week, it'll be just whatever it is that I decide. And in the meantime, look after yourselves, look after each other. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in today. Here's Wayne Shorter in the 15th Dimension.
Thank you.